Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I am so blessed to have you with me. I'm just so glad that you are working on your relationship with God, and perhaps you're just running across this podcast for the first time. If you are, they're meant to be 4 to 6 minutes long, verse by verse through the books of the Bible. We're currently in the book of the Gospel of John, learning and right in the midst about the crucifixion of Jesus. I encourage you just to follow along, open your Bible, and read along with me if you'd like. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin these studies because we realize the Holy Spirit is our true teacher. So let's go to Him in prayer, if you will. Heavenly Father, we just bless You and thank You again for another opportunity to study Your Word. We know, Lord, that You'll give us insights that we can never gain on our own. And by Your Holy Spirit, You will guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth. So that the way we live is a blessing to You. It's honorable to You. That's what our desire is, Lord, to be pleasing in Your eyes. And so today we commit ourselves to You again and ask that You would bless us with Your presence. Teach us, O God, we pray. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Jews Who Said Jesus Ought to Die. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 7. The apostle John wrote how Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Take you him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. And in chapter 19 and verse 7 of his book, John shared how the Jews say, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die. Where we read, The Jews answered him, We have a law. And by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. The verse reads, The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die. John began with the words, The Jews answered him, which means the people of the Jewish nation by birth, origin, or religion responded and began to speak to him, Pilate. We have a law, or we Jewish people hold, own, and possess a rule, precept, and injunction. And by our law, which means and accordingly and toward our, the Jewish people's rule, precept, and injunction, he ought to die. Or he, Jesus, is due and obligated to be slain and perish. John shared how the Jewish people told Pilate they had a rule and injunction that insisted that Jesus should die. The verse goes on to say, Because he made himself the Son of God. John continued with the words, because he had made himself, or since and on account that he, Jesus, rendered and constituted his own self, the Son of God, which means God, the Heavenly Father's Son. John shared how the Jewish people referred to how Jesus rendered himself as God's Son, and they believed this was cause for him to be slain. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how the Jewish leaders told Pilate about a law they had had concerning people who were worthy to be killed for their violation. According to the Jewish people, Jesus identified himself as God's Son, and they did not believe him. This was a reason in their law for Jesus to die. However, they were wrong in their judgment, as Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate who came to the earth to save people from their sins. Anyone who yields their life to Him as their Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God. Let all who read and hear these words understand the indictment of the Jewish people and realize their assessment was true, but their belief was in error. Next time, John shares, When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.